Well, around this time of year, you may have noticed that crows tend to get a little bit testy. April to June is crow nesting season, and every year we hear about pedestrians getting dive-bombed by birds proactively protecting their babies. Well, now two instructors at Langara College have created a way to track the attacks. Jim O'Leary is one of those instructors. He teaches at Langara's Geographic Information Systems program, and he joins us now in studio to tell us about Crow Tracks, which is an interactive map to record crow attacks across the city. How are you?
I'm doing good now, Stephen. You're asking me to follow Neil Young, and not only Neil Young, but Stephen Quinn playing the guitar. So I'm in tough, but I'll do my best.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm glad. Tell us about the crow attacks that inspired this interactive map. I mean, was it something that happened to you personally?
You know, I've never been hit by a crow because I'm careful, and I have a little umbrella, and I put that behind me even on a sunny day.
Really?
Yes. And generally, the crows come at you from behind. That's their modus operandi. They will come at you from behind and smack you on the back of the head. Now, what really inspired this is that at my place of work last year, there was a very large crow's nest right in front of our front door. And this is how we get into work. And just about every day, one of my colleagues would come in and say, I got smacked on the head, or somebody on the third floor got smacked on the head. And you could go out on the street and you could see the crows literally coming and hitting people on the head. So I thought, you know, we should try to do something about this.
Why do they, do we know why they do it? Because, I mean, I know, we know they're protecting their nests, obviously, and they're protecting their hatchlings. But do they really have to go down to street level and whack somebody on the head to do that? You'd think, okay, if they see somebody coming up the tree, that's different.
Well, I mean, they're supposedly very intelligent.
Yes.
So you think that they would be able to discern that you're just walking down the street, but that doesn't seem to be the way it works.
Your map has only been live for a few days, though, but it's got a lot of attention already. How many entries have you had so far?
You know, it's been phenomenal. We've got 300 entries, and the stories that people are telling are phenomenal, too. This has really touched a nerve with people.
And what are they telling you?
Well, here's some amazing stories, Stephen. I'm just going to give you a piece of paper here.
Okay.
And we don't have to go through all of these.
Sure.
But I've divided them into crow hits, baby crow, dogs, and pigeon. So you tell me where to start.
Well, let's start with crow hits.
Okay, how about this? Hit three times in a row. The last time, so hard on the back of my head, I stumbled and almost fell.
Wow.
Yeah. Here's the next one. Well, the third one down is interesting. This says over 10 years ago. This tells me that this person remembers.
Yeah.
You know, something very dramatic and traumatic happened to this person 10 years ago, and they remember. Over 10 years ago, but I was walking down an alley between 12th and 13th, and a crow swooped at me in a very specific section of the alley, both going and coming back.
And I like this under dogs. There's a gang of crows. Our cocker was dive bombed by crows in our backyard. They were not protecting a nest. They were ganging up on the dog.
Well, you know, we don't really know if crows do that, but obviously people put their own interpretation on things. If you look at the second one from the top, it says, crows nest at school and dive bomb the back of your head to try and push you into traffic. Well, I don't think they're literally trying to push you into traffic.
That is one homicidal crow.
That is right. But it shows that people are affected very deeply.
Are you impressed with, I mean, that takes some commitment for people to write in those even very short entries to tell you specifically about their crow attacks.
Yeah, it means a lot, and it means there's a story here that hasn't been told. Because up till now, really, we don't know where the crows are in the city, and we don't know what they're doing. We don't know how badly they're acting.
Mm-hmm.
We know in general what they do, but this has just been such an eye-opener to see people's responses as to what the crows are really doing out there.
And is it only when they're nesting, I mean, we see these attacks? Because, of course, you know, if you live in East Vancouver, you watch the Willingdon crows fly over East Vancouver every night, you know, every evening of the year. Does it have you been able to establish any pattern at all in what you've seen so far where people have marked the map?
Well, the one pattern that I see, apart from the fact that, as you mentioned, it happens at this time of the year when the crows are protecting their young. But what I see is that where people and crows come in contact, that's where the problems occur. And a lot of the reports are from the West End and the downtown area. Now, that's where we are right now. And in this area, the streets are very narrow, and there's a lot of very green leafy trees, which crows like because it gives them protection. And there's also a lot of food in this area because there's a lot of restaurants. So there's a lot of garbage bins, and crows really like garbage bins.
I was going to say, may I suggest all cross-referencing dumpsters?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. And restaurants in general. So what I see is where the crows go, where there is protection and also where there's food. Mm-hmm. And if the streets are narrow, of course, you know, on any block, there's like 10 trees, 10 tall leafy trees.
Right.
And that's where the problems happen, I think.
And so the is there a neighborhood? Is it the West End? If you're talking about the hotspot for crow attacks, is it the West End?
Generally, it's the West End and the downtown area. Of course, there are more people. There's 40,000 people in the West End, so you would expect more crow reports from there. But of course, there's also there's more food and there's more trees in this particularly dense area of town.
So tell me what you're hoping to accomplish here. I mean, why map where crow attacks take place, other than it's really fun?
Well, as I say, I wanted to do something about this because of last year in particular. And I teach a course on a program, actually, at Langara College on geographic information systems. So I wanted to give an example of a geographic information system. And that's what this is. A GIS ask questions that have a spatial component.
Right.
So in this case, the questions are, where are the crows and what are the crows doing and when? And we can put these on a map. Once we do that, then we can see patterns.
Hold it. Are you using this as a cheap marketing ploy to try to sign up more students for your course?
I wouldn't say that, Stephen, but you did ask me the question. you served it up way, and I hate it.
Is it true that a couple of people have heard this story and already registered?
You know, that's been interesting too. We've had a 60% increase in registration just since this story broke, which is last Wednesday. That's phenomenal for summer.
Seriously?
Yes.
That's fantastic. So everybody ought to do, you don't want to get attacked by a crow, do what you do, carry an umbrella.
You know, that's the best way. I mean, I have a little umbrella. I can put it in my pack sack, and it doesn't take up a lot of room. And otherwise, you have to know where the crows are and keep your heads up.
And what if you painted big eyeballs on the umbrella to make it look like a predator? Crows too smart.
The crows are pretty smart. They're pretty smart, yeah.
I've just been wearing one of those plastic owls on my head, and for me, that's done the job.
Well, actually, they go after the owls. They go after the owls and eagles, too. If you've ever watched crows, they will chase an eagle.
I've seen that.
Yes.
Okay. Jim O'Leary, pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. It's been a gas.